Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Sports Radio FNZ, welcome back to the Nick Wilson Show. We have a late submission for a guest in the show, and we're happy to talk to him. He just finished up a meeting with the rest of the media, and now he joins us in the guest line. It is Panthers head coach Matt Rhule. Coach, welcome to the show.
Great to be on. How you doing?
Doing well, man. I hope the offseason's been treating you well. Have you gone on the big summer vacation yet, or are you guys ramping up for it?
No vacation right now, man. We're trying to get our kids through the end of school. Trying to get my 17-year-old to study for his finals and getting this team ready for OTAs right now. So we just had our second one and had a good one.
Yeah, we're trying to do the same with our fifth grader, trying to get him for the end of year grading or whatever the heck they call the exams. Coach, looking, you know, you're going into year three here, your first 2 years as a head coach in the NFL. If we start talking about self-scouting and things that you've looked at in your performance the last 2 years, what have you looked at through your first 2 years and have said you would like to maybe take a step forward on or get better at heading into year three?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, we've got to be better at protecting the football. I mean, if I took one stat and just said, hey, what do we need to do better to have a chance to win? I think when we've won a turnover battle in games, we've had a chance to win. We didn't take the ball away enough last year on defense, even though we had a pretty strong defense, and we didn't protect the football well enough on offense. And as the head coach, I think that has to fall directly on you. So we are starting back over at square one. We have a defense that, you know, has playmakers on it that we expect to take the ball away. And offensively, a real commitment to protecting the quarterback and protecting the football.
When we get to this offseason, we were just talking earlier in the show, Peter King has the Panthers ranked 31 in his offseason power rankings. It seems as if people have had some criticisms. I can admit it. I've had some criticisms as well. 2 years in, does the criticism get to you? Does the criticism bug you?
I'm not happy with going 5-12 last year. Certainly not happy with being 5-5, being in a position we thought to, you know, hit the playoffs and losing the way we did down the stretch. And so, you know, losers make excuses. I'm not going to make excuses. It is what it is. It happened. We have a chance to come back here, and we're focused forward. So I like our team. I like the guys we've drafted over the last 3 years. I like the guys that were here before. I like the guys we've re-signed. And I certainly like the additions we've brought in this year at key positions. So I think we're heading in the right direction. I think our guys are working hard right now, and I'm excited to hit the season.
Panthers head coach Matt Rhule on the guest line here as they just wrapped up practice at voluntary OTAs. So you mentioned some of the new arrivals here. New offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo. You drafted Matt Corral. Sam Darnold back for year two. One of the interesting points here is you know, the evolution of that quarterback room. So I'll ask you, from what they're being asked to do, how has what the quarterback's been asked to do changed as we've gone from the old system to Ben McAdoo in the new system?
Well, I think we're putting a little bit more control in the quarterback's hands to get us in the right play and protect himself. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is NFL football. You know, it's not like college where there's varying different offenses. Most people run the same plays, just call them different things. And so, our focus here has been on being really, really fundamentally sound from the quarterback position all the way out through the tailback, receivers, tight ends, O-line. Making sure that everyone on our offense understands that it's our job to protect the quarterback. I don't care who we have playing the position. If we've got free runners, if we have pressure up the middle, it's going to be hard to be successful. So we're asking the quarterback to play at a high level, but we also need everyone else to understand the quarterback can only do that when everyone else does that.
What are your first impressions of third-round pick Matt Corral now that you have him in camp?
Well, you know, we really like Matt in the draft process. Really, really quick release, and you see that every day that he's here. Gets the ball out of his hands. And really, what would be an elite level, has a big, strong arm, is mobile, is competitive, and is a worker. You know, gets in early in the morning, stays late, does extra. So I think those are great recipes for a young quarterback. And so he, you know, he's got a real transition ahead of him, going from, you know, a college spread system, a great system, but a different type of a system to an NFL offense is hard. And I think we've seen that with most quarterbacks who've had to make that transition. But he's working at it. And so we were really convicted, you know, I think from Scott Fitterer to Dan Morgan to Cole Spencer, Pat Stewart, all the guys on the personnel side over to offense, you know, Ben McAdoo, Sean Ryan. I think this was a guy that all of us felt like, you know, if we get him here, if we give him time to learn our system and learn the way you play in the NFL, he's got the skill set to be a good player.
Panthers head coach Matt Rhule on the guest line, fresh out of voluntary OTAs. We didn't even give you a moment. You just stepped right off the podium. This is a professional that you are, and hopped right on the phone with us. One of the big talking points, though, not just the quarterbacks, but the offensive line. As we look across the offensive line, where do you see the potential positional battle shaping up for Cam for open starting jobs this year?
I think obviously Taylor Moten's returning at right tackle. You know, he's a guy that, you know, we want to see, you know, continue to play at a high level and elevate his game. I mean, Austin Corbett, we signed from the Rams at right guard. We want him to, you know, play his best football. And I think when you look at the center position, you know, we have Pat Elflein, we have Bradley Bozeman, two guys that are, you know, have started in this league at center. So that'll be a great battle at left guard. We've got Michael Jordan, who's played for us. We got, you know, Brady Christensen, who can play left guard or left tackle. And the left tackle, Cam, you know, obviously first round pick, and Brady picked last year. So should have a lot of good competition on, you know, center, left guard, and left tackle position. But the good news is that whoever wins the job, you know, either guy we think can play a winning football for the Panthers.
Matt, you mentioned the big fella, Ekwonu, the Charlotte native. A lot of hope in town that he can solidify the left tackle spot for the first time since Jordan Gross across multiple years here. What do you guys need to see out of Ekwonu to have him be the starting left tackle week one against Cleveland?
I think he's just got to, you know, continue to, you know, learn the technique. You know, there's a lot of pressure, obviously, playing at that position. You know, he's going to have to learn to manage the ups and downs of going out there and playing against all pro pass rushers and the nuances of the games that, you know, of the game that they all have. But, you know, I think he's got the maturity and the mindset to be able to do that. And so, we have Cam Irving, who's a veteran player, who's played a ton of football. We have Brady Christensen, who, you know, we drafted last year, who's played at the left tackle position. And Cam, you know, has all the talent in the world. So he's going to be a really good player for the Panthers. He's going to play for a long time, we believe. He's got the mindset to go along with the skill set. To me, it's just a matter of, getting him the reps. And it's great that he's here in OTAs. And as I told him, the great news is, when you line up every day and you go against Brian Burns, you go against, Marquise Haynes, Ytor Gross-Matos, like, you're seeing some of the best pass rushers in the NFL. So he's not going to be surprised game one. Burns will really challenge him and help him be ready for the season.
Matt, how much stock should we put into Brady Christensen snapping the ball to the quarterbacks in voluntary OTAs?
Yeah, I mean, I think Brady's a guy that we feel like is one of our, you know, five best offensive linemen, or could be. And so, you know, we're trying to make sure we, you know, train guys either at one position, some guys at two, and some guys at three. And Brady, with his size and skill set and explosiveness and intelligence, we want to make sure he's on the field. So, you know, we're training like five or six guys at center, because you can never have enough. Coach Camp, our offensive line coach, was a center. So if anyone loves to train at center, it's him. But Brady could play center, and he's also getting reps at left tackle, at left guard. We just want to make sure that we're a team that, as you go through the highs and lows of the season, has a lot of depth. And sometimes that depth is other players, and sometimes that depth is just versatility from the guys you're counting on.
All right, Matt, I know you're a Philly guy, so you're going to have a unique position on this. Are you pro or anti gas station food?
That's a great question. I mean, it depends on what kind of gas station. I'm absolutely pro gas station food. Absolutely. There's a matter of fact, the other day I was on Providence Road right before you hit 485. There's a little, like, I think it's a Sunoco or an Exxon on your left, and they have like a fried chicken area, and I walked in just to get gas, and then, you know, started talking to the guy that was making the chicken. It looked like elite chicken, so I'm definitely pro gas station food.
All right, if I have to, and I ask you this because of the Philly thing, if I ask you to take one gas station brand, what brand, you know, Wawa, QT, Sheetz, Bucky's, where are we going?
Oh, Buc-ee's hurts my heart because you know I love my time in Texas. The Wawa is the way of life. Like that's you can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner at a Wawa. So Wawa is the only one that I know.
I want to say your loyalty is inspiring because I've gone to one Buc-ee's and I have converted. Buc-ee's down in Georgia changed my life coming out of Disney World about 10 months ago. My life has never been the same. Matt, we appreciate you. Spot on gas station food takes and enjoy the lead up here to camp coming up in June. And we appreciate you.
Absolutely. You take care now. Thanks, brother.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.